Welcome to the Kids Learn podcast. I'm Professor Suki, and get ready to learn. Are you being fooled? Have you ever heard the phrase snake oil salesman? Maybe not. No one has sold snake oil since before your grandparents' time. But snake oil is sold in many forms on the internet, and it's your job to recognize it and reject it. What? I hope I don't get oil on my keyboard! Just kidding. A snake oil salesman is someone who is selling you a fake product. These days, that product could be a thing like, cure your acne in 24 hours with this new ointment. It could be an idea. If you don't act this way, no one will like you. Or even a factually incorrect fact. 1 million kids got sick this year by eating horse poop on a dare. People's reasons or motives for trying to mislead you vary. Maybe they want you to buy something. Maybe they want to influence your opinion. Maybe they want to change the way you will vote. Maybe they're afraid you'll be angry if you know the truth. So here is how you keep from being fooled. Don't believe everything you read. On the internet, people feel even freer than ever to mislead other people. When you read or hear things, here are some questions you should ask yourself before believing it. 1. Is the person going to make money off of influencing you? If yes, look for the opinion of someone who is unbiased. 2. Does the person cite facts without saying where they got them? Facts can be proven with data, and if there's no data, there is no fact, just an idea. 3. Does the person say they're an expert without any proof? Experts have a history of working in a field, and you should be able to see other people in the field refer to their work. And finally, reason number 4. Does the person use facts that actually have nothing to do with the idea they are supporting? This is a common way to confuse people. For example, we had a really cold winter, so global warming isn't real. Part of being a good digital citizen is checking out the stuff you read and hear online. Just because something sounds believable doesn't make it true. Check out the text for this podcast. The link is in the description.